I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Hello. You wake up and you've got a spot in your face. It's definitely acne, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not, says Nikki Ralph, Professor Nikki Ralph, who's a consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists. Nikki, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
It's good to have you here on the show. You'll be coming into us from time to time, and Katrina as well.
Absolutely. It's great to be here on a nice sunny Saturday.
Now, tell me about acne. You know, people always call it acne, but it may not necessarily be.
Absolutely. So, I mean, acne is super, super common. It affects about 9.4% of the global population. And every teenager pretty much suffers with some spots.
Remind us why it happens.
So it's multifactorial, but there's definitely a genetic predisposition. So if your parents had it, the chances are you'll get a few spots too. But it's when puberty kicks off and then those hormones called androgens increase. They stimulate the oil glands and then that sticky oil blocks your pores. And then you get blackheads and then you get the pus bumps and the red spots, which we commonly know as acne.
So really it is blockages.
It's blockages. The primary lesion of acne is the blackhead. So if somebody's looking at their face and they have spots, but they don't have blackheads, then the chances are it isn't acne. So there's a lot of confusion there when people just see red spots on their face as to, you know, this must be acne.
A lot of kids mightn't go looking for the blackheads and therefore by the time the eruption comes, there's no evidence left of the blackhead.
Well, they're usually hidden there. They're usually hidden. And a lot of people try and squeeze at them, but I definitely say to everyone, don't squeeze at them because it can result in a scar. But there's lots of other red spots that people get on their face. And unfortunately, they go and buy over-the-counter products to treat it as acne. And when it's not, it actually makes that condition worse because a lot of the acne products are really drying on the skin and the other conditions actually need moisturiser and not ingredients that dry you out.
Okay, so tell me, what other conditions might it be if it's not acne?
So particularly in Ireland, about 10% of Irish adults will develop rosacea. So we call it the curse of the Celts, fair-skinned Irish people. And that tends to be lots of little red spots and pus bumps or little whiteheads along the cheeks and along the nose. They tend to flush as well more easily, so they look more red, or they may have tiny little broken capillaries on the cheeks and on the nose. And if you put acne products on that to treat it, you potentially flare it. So that's the wrong thing to do.
You know, when you see sometimes people on their upper arms will have little dots, are they?
That's called keratosis pilaris. So they are more little red spots on the upper arms, but that is also a genetic predisposition to dryness.
And do they come and go?
They tend to be more obvious in children and teenagers. And then as you get older, they will improve. But if you moisturize with urea containing moisturizers, it makes it much smoother and the appearance looks a lot better.
Okay, so going back to the other things it might be, if you find you've got the thing that looks like acne but is not, what might else it be?
So probably the most common thing we would see in the clinic is periorificial dermatitis. They're tiny little red spots. Sometimes people are a little bit itchy with them, not particularly sore, and they often tend to occur around one side of the mouth or one side of the nose or again one side of the eye, and then they spread to the other side. And again, people think, oh, I'm after having a breakout of acne, I'm going to put those drying products on, and then it makes it worse. So there's been nearly, I would call it, an epidemic of periorificial dermatitis since COVID, because a lot of people had more time to buy more products, do more skincare, and probably be a bit harsh with the skin products they were choosing. And we've seen an awful lot of it.
So the acne products would tend to dry out the skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so
that's not what you need for this other
skin. No, it's a skin barrier dysfunction. So what you need to do is moisturize. So if you can pick moisturizers that contain ceramides, they're the ones that are going to fix the skin.
Because people might think, the last thing, if I believe it's acne and I've got all this gunk coming from inside to the out and blocking my pores, the last thing I need is sticky stuff on my face, which might block further.
Exactly. So everyone thinks the same thing, that when you've got acne, you don't need moisturizer. But that's the opposite, because we're trying to treat it with ingredients like salicylic acid that gets right down into the pore to clear out the blackhead. Then you need to fix that skin barrier on top with a moisturizer. And all you need to do is make sure it says oil-free, non-comedogenic on the bottle. And that's the moisturizer for you.
Are there other conditions that are maybe hormonally generated? I mean, do people at menopause have anything that looks like acne?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of women actually develop acne for the first time. Real acne for the first time in menopause when their hormones change, or, you know, during pregnancy, after pregnancy, breastfeeding. Every hormonal change in life can actually bring on acne. And again, rosacea we tend to commonly see see again in your 30s and 40s. So when women are in that perimenopausal period, they may start to break out with rosacea. Perioral dermatitis can be at any age, essentially.
Now, if you take hormone replacement therapy, will that reduce the likelihood of acne?
No, unfortunately, no. Yeah. It'd be great. It's so beneficial to women for so many other reasons, including protecting, you know, with heart health, bone health, all of those things. But it doesn't mean it'll stop them from getting acne, unfortunately.
Mm. So to help people identify when they look in the mirror and they see this outbreak, you know, at first glance, it's acne. What do I need to look for?
Yeah, as I said, if you see the blackheads there, then yes, that's a buildup of the oil and the dead skin cells. So yes, treat it as acne. But if you don't see any blackheads, then you really have to think, could this be something else? Mm. Cheeks and nose, definitely think rosacea.
This one, a question for you. Please ask Nikki, what should my teenager be doing with blackheads? Should they be getting facials? How do they stop the blackheads turning into spots? If you say, don't squeeze them, don't fiddle, I mean, how do you get rid of them?
So you have to wash your face every single day, twice a day if you can, but really my most important one is at night, at the end of the day, to take away the dead skin cells, the oil and the products that you might put on your face.
But don't people enjoy kind of digging into the blackhead?
Absolutely. It's like people pick at their skin and scratch at their skin, but it's really can result in, unfortunately, if you think of it, it's dead skin cells that are then going to be squeezed out onto the rest of the surface, and then you can get more spots a couple of days later. And even if you squeeze a spot like a pus bump, it doesn't mean that will go away any quicker. Everyone thinks it does, but they've done clinical studies on this. It doesn't. It just spreads that bacteria and then you end up with more spots.
This may be too technical a question, but what is the black in a blackhead?
It's not actually black, so that's actually a good question. It's technically brown, so when you take it out, it's brown, but it is a buildup of your oil and your dead skin cells.
Because it seems to have a root on it, doesn't it?
It looks like it, but yes, if you do squeeze it out, it's actually whiter as it goes down, and then the top part of it just gets oxidized, so it looks a bit more black, but it's actually brown. Mm.
Now, people are concerned that when you have outbreaks on your skin, on your face particularly, you know, can some of this be sun damage?
There certainly are people who will have what they would call like a rash on their face or like this pink dry skin, particularly around the temples, the forehead and the sides of our face where we weren't particularly good at putting our sunscreen because it would mess our hair. Yeah. And that's actually called actinic keratosis. Actinic meaning sun, keratosis meaning scaly. So if you've kind of got scaly dry skin around the edges of your face, definitely see the GP to get some treatment.
A 65-year-old, I have rosacea. Is laser treatment any good?
So, yes. So, IPL actually isn't a laser, but everyone calls it a laser. It's intense pulse light. And then we also, in our clinic, have another laser called XLV. And the combination is fantastic at shrinking down all of those blood vessels. So, it doesn't fix the spots, which is what people think it might do. But if you've got the broken capillaries, it does wonders.
Is there any moisturiser that comes with the sun protection factor built in?
There are, yeah. So, and I'm obviously not here to specifically talk about brands, but there's loads of the over-the-counter ones that
instead of having two inexpensive applications, just one.
Yeah, you want people to be as convenient as possible, not to have to put 20 layers on to do the job. But there are some. I'm not a huge fan of them always being built in like that. Some bottles have to be kind of shaken before you use them, so you might not get a uniform SPF 30, 40 or 50.
Also online you see a lot of these masks that have LED lights in them, you know, hundreds of LEDs.
Yes.
And you can have red light, to blue light, yellow light, green light.
Rainbow.
What do they do?
So the red light is good for some anti-aging, some collagen stimulation and anti-inflammatory. So if you have rosacea, it will certainly help, but it's not going to get rid of your spots if they're there in the first place, and it's not going to get rid of your broken capillaries. It's like a preventative thing. So if you've medically treated it and gotten rid of your capillaries, then you can try to maintain the skin. If it's got blue light, it has anti-acne benefits. But you do have to be careful. If you're prone to pigmentation, you should just choose the red light and not the combined blue light and red light, because blue light can trigger pigmentation in people who are darker skin types.
It can trigger pigmentation?
Yes, yeah. So you have to be careful.
Is that getting a tan?
No, just pigmentation that almost looks dirty. Like, have you ever seen that down the side of the cheeks? Yeah. A lot of women will get it. That used to be called the pregnancy mask. So they'd get it from hormones.
People on the pill were getting it.
Exactly, exactly, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, the message for people, if they think they have acne this morning, think again.
Think again, and maybe just chat to your pharmacist, because often they'll give you good advice and say, no, actually, I don't think it is, and give you proper over-the-counter products to start with.
Okay, I'm blaming you. This is nothing to do with you, or maybe in an indirect way it might. So happy to have you back, Pat. I'm blaming you because I haven't had a shower yet. You better have that shower if you want to avoid acne. Professor Nikki Ralph, a consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists. Nikki, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show. Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.